Our scripture readings today, Isaiah 61:1, the year of the Lord's favor. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. John 8:36. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Lord, we thank you for those who are listening by podcast, God, that you would bless them as we go into this sermon today, that it would be a blessing to them and to all of those who are here in attendance, God, that it would touch our hearts and move us, God, to move us towards you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So I think you noticed the theme today. I wanted to talk from the topic of freedom, because we're heading into the 4th of July weekend. And so I just kept thinking, what do I want to talk about? What do you want me to talk about this week? I kept seeing the word freedom. I kept seeing it on TV. It was freedom, some kind of concert. And they were, you know, we're celebrating our 250th year as a country. And I was just really thinking about freedom and what that means. And as we're celebrating this 250 years of freedom, I think we all know that although the country was free for 250 years, not everyone in the country was free. And so I kept thinking about that and what that really means. And so what I want to talk about today is freedom, that when you are free in God, we're all free. So although in our country, we had some that were free right away, some who had to wait years to become free and so forth in that journey. But when you're in God, we're all free. Who the Son sets free, which is one of my scriptures, but that's what's kind of my guide this week. Who he sets free, the Son, Jesus, who he sets free, we are free indeed. We are free. We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait a few other 100 years or whatever it is like we've had to do. We're free when we walk in him. And what does freedom mean? Free from what? And that's what I want to talk about today. When he sets us free, what are we free from? And you know that we all carry some things, right? We all carry some issues. We all carry some shortcomings. We all carry those things. But when you are walking in God, when you walk in Jesus, you are free from all of those things. And that's the freedom that I want to talk about today. But I wanted to set a mood for you to get the understanding of when we walk with him, we're all free. There's no delay. When you call out to him, when you choose him as your savior, God, I accept you today, change my life, you're free. When he comes into your life, you are free. So my first scripture today is from Isaiah, and it's 61:1, and it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." I like the scripture, and it's really close to my heart because it's the scripture my mom kind of used as she set out on her ministry when she was ministering. And of course, she had to break through so many kind of legal things and beliefs that said that women couldn't pastor. But she had to be free from that. And so she kind of used this scripture that says, the Lord has anointed me. Once he's come on me, I'm free. He's called me to go out and reach those people who are lost, to help those who are in prison, to help those who are bound, who are depressed, who need to be set free. He's sending me to do that job. And so that's kind of where I came with this scripture. That's where we are. Once you accept him, you're free now to go and help others to get free. And so I wanted to talk about her, the things that she had to go through, but God was able to help her because she was walking in him. And like I said, she first, I said, well, a woman can't pastor. A woman can't do that. It was rules. But when Jesus comes, we're set free from those laws or rules or trying to think of the word I want to say, but those things that hold us, that bind us. She had to fight through that. But with God on her side, she was able to like make a way for us, for the next group that came after her, so that we could be free, so I could be free to stand up here and share with you about God and not have to hear that I can't do it because I'm female, or I can't do it because I'm not the right color, or I'm not whatever it is. But it was that when he comes, we are free. He brings us freedom, freedom to walk in him, freedom to do what he's called us to do, and not have to go with the legalities or the structures or just that tries to stop you from being all that God has called you to be. And all of those things are kind of man-made. Many times those are like man's rules. It's not necessarily what God has called us to do, but it's what man has said we put in place. Some of the things, my sisters and I were talking about it yesterday. Some of the things when we were growing up, we were in a church that was very strict, very strict. And so we couldn't walk in freedom. They said we couldn't wear pants. And I'm like, we live in Iowa. in January, it's 30 below. That's, you know, I need to be free. I need to be free to wear long johns and wear pants. You know, it's cold. But they said we couldn't. And there were some, you know, we would have to wear long skirts, you know. And then there was one that we had to wear pantyhose. I mean, where's God in that? When he comes, we have freedom. Nobody even wears them anymore. But back then, they act as if That was God telling us that. You know, that's what I'm saying. When you're in him, you are free. We don't have to abide by those rules. That's kind of man-made rules. That's not God. What did he say? He judges our heart. God judges our heart. And so all the rest of that stuff. We couldn't wear fingernail polish. We couldn't, and I mean, I could think of some people, and they forgot to take it off when they came to church, and they walked around like this during that Sunday morning, because they were, you know, they were afraid people were going to condemn them and say they weren't. That's not freedom. Freedom is the love that we have, that he judges our heart. He doesn't judge that this outer, he doesn't judge that. But all of those rules were set in place, you know, in so many religions. I'm not sure of all, but the one that we grew up in, that's just a couple of the things. My mom talked about how they couldn't wear open, like my shoes, where you can see my toes. They couldn't, oh my goodness, and stand up here and have my toes out? Oh my goodness, no. That's just not of God. That's not freedom. That's not freedom in him. He said when he comes in, you're free. Whom the Son sets free is free. Indeed, you're free. And we don't have to abide by those things. Now, that's just some things that you can be free from. My next scripture says, John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Okay, I've said it about 10 times because that's my guiding scripture today. But there are other things. What else can you be free from? Free from the guilt and shame that the enemy tries to bring. We have all fallen short. This word says it. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But what is so good is that the freedom that he gives us, he loves us. And so we don't have to walk around in guilt and shame, embarrassed by things. We don't have to carry that. We don't have to walk around in anger, you know, in regret. He's come that we might be free from those things. Whom he set free is free indeed. We are certainly free from that, from the spirit of shame, of regret, of anger, of hurt. Many times people have hurt you. And it's so funny. This week I've talked about three different people talking about that, where someone has hurt you and it's hard to let it go. It's hard because hurt is hurt. It really does hurt. You know, it really does. It's not that it doesn't exist. But when God comes in, you're free even from that. He wants to free you from carrying around that hurt. He wants you to let it go. To let it go and trust him that he's protecting your heart. He has you right in the palm of his hand, and nothing can hurt you. Nothing can. You can release it. So we were all talking, and we were talking, like I said, three different conversations about it. And I was sharing with them how I have experienced that hurt from people, different situations, family hurt, church hurt, work hurt, you know, everywhere you go, you sometimes come into that experience. And I was sharing with them, I said, God, I don't want to carry that. It stops me from living. It stops me from being free. It stops me from living a free life where I'm joyful and I can be, you know, a help to others. But when I carry that hurt, it limits what I can do. And I want to be free. And so I pray, God, this person, whoever it is, they hurt me, but I don't want to hold that against them. Allow me to be a blessing to them. Allow me to bless them so that I can release that. Because, you know, generally when you do something nice for someone, you know, it's not like you want to. I hear that saying, and I think I preached this before, but it took me a while to catch it. But when you say, I'm going to kill them with kindness, but you really want to kill them. That's what you're saying, you know. Yeah, I'm going to kill. And, you know, sometimes people will say it with so much passion. They're like, I'm going to kill them with kindness. And they really want to kill them is what it is. And so I don't mean it like that. I mean, I want to be free. I don't want to hold that. I don't want to hold hate for anyone. I don't want to hold even dislike. I don't want to hold it in my heart because I want to be able to share love with people. And that limits me. And that limits you when you carry that hate and that unforgiveness, even when you carry that. I just can't let it go. I just can't forgive them. No, we want to be free from that. And when he sets you free, you are free indeed. You can just go to God. God, I don't want to carry this. I don't want to carry this hurt anymore. When I see them, I want to genuinely smile. I don't want to think about, because have we all been there? There's sometimes people hurt you. And when you see them, it all plays back again in your mind. But when he comes to set us free, you won't experience that anymore. You will experience joy. You will genuinely experience joy. Like, God bless you. You are a child of God. Now, I'm not saying you have to be best friends with them. And I'm not even saying forget what happened, because you want to be prepared. You don't want it to happen again. But you also don't want to carry that hurt. You don't want to carry that hurt or that unforgiveness for that situation. Give it to God and watch him work it out. Watch him work it out for you. You'll be like, I can't believe it. This happened to me. Always got a story. And then the Spirit gives it to me right when it's needed. So there were some things that happened. And there was a person that I had words with. That's a nice way to put it. I had words with. And I said, I'm never going to talk to her again. I'm never going to do it. I don't have nothing else to say. I said, I don't hate her. And I didn't. I prayed. I asked God to let it go. But I really had no intentions of ever really having to talk to her again. God is so funny, because I thought I was done. I thought, oh yeah, I got it. I'm good. I'm not carrying hurt anymore. I thought I was. He's so funny. We were at a funeral of all things. Wouldn't you know, I had to sit next to her, exactly next to her. And we had the most wonderful conversation. That's God. That's how he does it. And then I knew I was completely free. After that conversation, we sat there. But if it had been up to me, I would have been like, I'm going to sit over there and she can sit here. And I never want to talk to you again, because I'm human. And this was just a few months ago. So, but God is so good. He so cares for us. He so cares for us. And he doesn't want us to walk in that, in the guilt and the shame and the anger. He wants us to release that. He wants us to be free, free to walk and do what he's called us to do. We can't, if we're carrying all of that junk around, we just aren't open enough to bless other people. We just aren't, not genuinely bless them like he wants us to. So we have to be able to be free. We have to be able to let it go. And the best way to do that is to give it to God. Give it to him and watch him work it out. It was a song we used to sing. It said, turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. Oh, yeah, that's how it would go. But that's exactly it. We have to turn these issues, these weights, that's really what they are, that's stopping us from truly being free and walking in what God has for us, the goodness that he has for us, to let that go, let it go, and embrace him, the freedom that comes. When he sets you free, you are free indeed. And my last scripture today, it's from 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So that's a big part of how to walk and let that go. It's that you stay in his presence. It's that you stay before him, that you get up in the morning and pray and welcome him into your life. Today, help me, God. This one, I can't quite let go. Help me. You know, it may not all go right away. You may not be able to just be, okay, I love everybody. That's my grandbaby. That's hers. And I love everybody. But that's not always the case. But we can work there. We're constantly working towards that as men and women of God. We're constantly working towards that. But how do you do that? It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. So we need to be in his presence. We need to get up in the morning and welcome him into our day. Guide me today, God. Just like that. Because even though I do pray every time I go somewhere, I had no idea he was going to have me sitting next to her, to this lady who was a family member. I had no idea he was going to have me sitting there. But because I try to do what he tells, what I feel he's leading me to do, he was able to work, to truly work that out. And I was able to truly be free. And I had just such a wonderful conversation with her. And it's nobody but God that can do things like that. And so we have to be open to be free, open to get free from those things that hinder us, those things that weigh us down, that stop us from being all that God has called us to be. Where his Spirit is, there's freedom. So get into his presence. We're praying. We're reading his word daily. Get into his word. You know, you're talking about him. I definitely try to find a way to work him into every conversation. I know people are like, oh, here she comes. But I try to work him into every conversation because he's so important in my life. He is my life. He's such a big part of my life that no matter who I'm talking to, I'm counseling. And that's my first thing. Do you believe in prayer? Before we go into it, because we can end this conversation with prayer, you know. But and I'm respectful for those who don't, you know, and then I'll just speak of kindness, but I'm always trying to be in his presence. He says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's where your freedom is. That's where you get your freedom, this freedom that I'm talking about, the freedom that lays aside every weight, that lays aside every thought, everything that stops you from being all that he's called you to be. It's in his presence. It's where his Spirit is. That's where freedom is. And so I encourage you today, as I'm closing, I encourage you today to get into his presence and ask him. You know the things that are stopping you from being completely free. I'll put it that way. If it's a person, if it's guilt from something you did years ago, if it's, depression, it could be that, addiction, it could be anything that's stopping you from completely being free. I'm encouraging you today to go to God. Go to him in prayer and seek him out. God, help me to be in your presence. Help me to be free from this thing that's stopping me from being all that you called me to be. Amen? Amen. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you today for being God. We thank you for the mercies, God, and the grace that you show us. We thank you, Lord, that you're so wonderful, that you care enough about us, God, to walk us through this journey, God, to walk us into freedom. We thank you and we give you praise. You're such a wonderful, amazing God. You're so amazing. We lift your name on high today because of you. God, we can do anything because of you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory today for all that you are to us. Lord, we lift up our prayer list again to you. We pray and ask that you would touch each person on the list, person by person, face by face, issue by issue, God. You know them better than we do. We know you can meet every need for them. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Nothing is too hard for you. We lift your name on high. You're a wonderful and amazing God. Oh, we bless you today. We bless you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.